This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we take a look at family traditions. If you're like Kansas correspondent Laura Lorson, wrapping presents is just one part of the holiday season.
My family loves Christmas. My mom drags out her old Glen Campbell and Johnny Mathis Christmas records, wraps all of the banister spindles in red ribbon so they look like candy canes, and goes to work with a vengeance on the packages. They're always flawless. Her very first job, in fact, was as a gift wrap girl at a department store in Louisville. Every year, she sets up a room as her inner sanctum, going in with mysterious bags full of paper and ribbon. And when she comes out, Martha Stewart herself would weep with envy. The corners on the packages are so sharp they look like they could cut you, and the wrapping paper patterns always match up perfectly. She has this strange method for dressing up the shirt boxes that you can get for free by triple binding them with artistically knotted ribbon. They look great, but breaking into one is all but impossible. I suppose this was meant to keep my sisters and me from stealing a peek at one before D-Day, but on the other hand, on Christmas morning you need a good sharp set of shears or a kitchen knife to get your packages open. She pulls all this off with virtually no effort. I fold and spindle and mutilate any paper or ribbons that come my way, and it takes me days to get it all done. My mom, honestly, it's like watching Bewitched or something, because it takes her practically no time, and they look absolutely perfect, like the Hollywood version of what Christmas presents should be. I don't know if it's my mom's Stepford wrapping or whatever, but my whole family just loves presents. We don't even really much care what's inside. Our favorite part of Christmas is this tradition we have of purchasing ultra-cheap gifts for each other and wrapping everything for the sheer joy of having something to unwrap. I wrapped up individual sticks of gum one year for my sister. Another year, I mysteriously received 2 dozen toothbrushes, each lovingly and individually wrapped. Actually, the cheaper the gift, the more we all like it. About 10 years ago, we decided to call a moratorium on expensive gift-giving. When my sisters and I were kids, my parents would pull out all the stops. We were lucky enough to be in the situation where we'd all get lots of little things and one big present, maybe a bike or a necklace. But then we all stopped with the big presents. We got to the age where the big stuff we felt like we wanted was frankly too much to ask. My father, in particular, is a fan of this tiny gift arrangement. I honestly believe that if he could do anything, anything at all, he would spend all day, every day, in the dollar store, minutely inspecting every piece of merchandise in the place. This was how I received 2 dozen toothbrushes. They were apparently a dollar for the whole batch. So every year, my family and I, we spend our Christmas day talking and unwrapping minute items. Oh look, it's an egg timer. We do it all one at a time, so it takes up the whole morning until lunchtime. And we don't max out our credit cards, and we don't feel guilty. We spend our day talking and laughing and trying to pry open our tiny packages. We go to church and then eat our good dinner, share our gum, use our toothbrushes, realizing that our one big gift is each other. We sing the old song our grandmother taught us, Dona Nobis Pacem. This is the advantage to having a family full of girls, one mezzo-soprano, one soprano, and one alto. We sing it as long as we can without messing up the harmony inherent in the ancient round. Sometimes it goes a half hour or more. Dona Nobis Pacem. Lord, give us peace, 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 give us peace. The only gift we truly ever want, any of us. I'm Laura Lorson in Lawrence, Kansas, for Midwest Today Radio Edition. Dona Nobis
Pacem. Thank you, Laura. Be sure to visit our Midwest Today magazine digital edition online at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. And you can now read us on your smartphone or Android tablet by going to Google Play and looking for Midwest Today. Or if you have an iPad, you can find us under the Coverly app and enjoy our magazine free anytime you'd like. This week marks our 16th anniversary on the air. That's 832 consecutive broadcasts. We're heard on 52 stations across 10 states. Plus, you can listen anytime on our website. For everyone at Midwest Today Magazine, I'm Dan Hurst, wishing you happy holidays and Prospero Año Nuevo.